चीनी मंडी .com पॉडकास्ट।
सस्टेनेबल पॉलिसीज नीडेड टू सॉल्व अग्रेरियन क्राइसिस। आफ्टर रीडिंग थियोरेटिकल इकोलॉजिस्ट रॉबर्ट एंड डीलिस्टिंग हिज मैसेज टू रिलेटेड टू द अग्रेरियन क्राइसिस इन इंडिया, यश्री हिम्मत सिंगा बिलीव्स अ चांस इन हाउ वी लुक एट इकोसिस्टम्स एंड ट्रांजिशनिंग टू मूव सस्टेनेबल पॉलिसीज इज द वे टू सॉल्व फार्मर वरीज। इन हर बुक अनलॉकिंग इकोसिस्टम्स अंडरस्टैंडिंग नेचर्स हिडन नेटवर्क्स, द मुंबई हाई स्कूल स्टूडेंट आर्ग्यूज दैट द इकोसिस्टम इज अंडरगोइंग इररिवर्सिबल लॉन्ग टर्म डैमेज through the use of large amounts of pesticides, insecticides and fertilizers to maximize the output in modern industrial agriculture. She suggests that policymakers need to give equal importance to short-term issues and long-term sustainability. If we make ourselves aware of how natural systems operate, we will be able to make small changes within our own domains to enable agricultural sustainability. Indian policymaking, in my opinion, prioritizes short-term issues over long-term sustainability, when both should be equally considered. This approach, she explained, largely stemmed from the lack of ecological awareness and the conventional perception of agricultural ecosystems as food factories rather than as living, growing entities that naturally contain networks and mechanisms to ensure a cyclic flow of nutrients, maintain biodiversity and ensure sustainability. A change in the way ecosystems are seen will help the transition from environmentally detrimental policies to more sustainable ones, she added. The class 12 student at Mumbai's Cathedral and John Connon School said she was provoked into thinking about the agrarian crisis in the country after attending a presentation on the crisis unfolding in drought-stricken Marathwada. I remember seeing a picture of a mother and two young children sitting around a banyan tree. It was the same tree from which their father, an independent farmer, had hanged himself in the previous night. I remember feeling numb, shocked at my own ignorance, she said. From reading news to watching documentaries, taking online courses and reading books like Feed or Feedback by Duncan Brown and A Third Widow by Robert Ulanovics, Hemant Sinha now plans to get actively involved in policy making to be able to tackle the agrarian crisis. According to a study by Professor G. L. Parvathamma of Bangalore University, over 290,000 farmers have committed suicide in India from 1995 to 2013. Vidarbha, in my state, Maharashtra, has the highest farmer suicide rate of 4,000 annually, 10 plus every day, she added. This issue, she said, has complex causes, including land fragmentation, unsustainable cropping techniques, declining biodiversity, the intensive use of agrochemicals, soil degradation, and a cycle of indebtedness. I hope to be able to do my part in figuring out the best way to tackle each of these, the 18-year-old author said. What is the solution to issues at hand? She believes that the tradition of monoculture in the Indian agricultural landscape needs to be balanced with diverse crops to help ecosystems adapt to random changes in the environment. Monoculture is the agriculture practice of growing genetically similar, nearly identical plants over large areas, year after year, a practice commonly used in modern industrial agriculture. The argument is that monocultures produced a lot of more food because the plant we're growing doesn't have to compete with other species around it for resources. Since it is the only plant being grown, however, when these conditions change, they are at much greater risk than diverse ecosystems. This is because diverse ecosystems have the ability to adopt the change. Diverse crops can survive better in an environment in which conditions fluctuate because some are vulnerable to certain changes and others are not, she writes in her book, which was launched last year. She added that pathogens spread quickly and epidemics are more severe when the host plants are genetically uniform. This is because pathogens encounter less resistance in monoculture than they would in diverse ecosystem. If we continue to aim for greater and greater efficiency, our ecosystems will collapse when unpredictable changes in climate, plant disease and pest outbreaks strike them. The only way in which we can sustainably cultivate crops without damaging ecosystems is by reducing use of harmful insecticides, pesticides and fertilizers and maintaining the right balance between efficiency and diversity, she said.